CI Council and do the interpretation for us tonight. Just a reminder, we are speaking, we are having simultaneous interpretation, so speak at a reasonable speed. Start off, we just need to adopt the agenda, and I would seek a motion to somebody willing to make that. Alan Webb moves, seconder, John Brace, thank you. Any comments or questions to the agenda? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote, all in favor? Unanimous, thank you very much. We have one set of minutes from our prior meeting, February 1st, 2024. We need a motion to accept those minutes into the record. John Brace moves again. Jacob seconds, thank you. Any comments or questions relating to the previous minutes? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote, all in favor? Unanimous, thank you very much. Any declarations of interest this evening? I highly doubt it if we're going to be on this committee even from the taxi industry. Seeing none, that's good. And we'll move right into the delegations. If I move the care of gaps, I believe Ronnie Gregory is going to start this evening, if I'm not mistaken. Come on up to the mic. Just push your green button, I'll turn the mic on and turn the floor over.
Good evening, my name is Ronnie Gregor, Business Administrator for Caribou Cabs. The reason we are here this evening is in peculiar for the new adapted transport van that is now ready to go on the road. We did some phone calls to figure out how it works in other provinces. So we spoke to transport companies in Quebec, Ontario, Vancouver, Northwest Territories, and it was pretty different in each province. And of course, Iqaluit is going to be different as well. Some companies will have extra fees for adapted transport. Others will have a different vehicle fee, and others will be the same price for adapted transport. As far as the Iqaluit goes, we considered the options, and due to the time, a regular transport would be 2 to 5 minutes for pickup and 2 to 5 minutes for drop-off. When it comes to adapted transport, that time goes more towards 5 to 10 minutes. So the process of an adapted transport pickup and drop off can be estimated between 20 to 40 minutes, depending on the weather and other issues that could happen. In the bylaw itself, it is written that a vehicle can be rented for $80 per hour. So we figured that the best cost for this kind of transport would be a 30-minute rental, which equates to $40. That being said, we are proactive in looking for funding. If we could lower that price or even make it free for the citizens of Iqaluit that are in need of such a transport, we'd be very happy about it. And we're positive that there is that kind of funding. We'll just need more time to get access to it. And if the committee has any suggestions regarding that, we're very open. Thank you.
Any comments or questions from the committee to start? Thoughts on that?
Go ahead, Al. Okay. Could you just please have all members about this, could you say adapted transport? in our minutes from the last meeting?
So in our, the vehicle for hire bylaw required vehicle for hire companies with a certain number of vehicles to provide an accessible vehicle to transport wheelchairs and other disabled individuals. So one is now here in town. I think, believe it's just recently been certified, inspected, surveyed, it's ready to go on the road. And now there has to be an appropriate fare structure determined for the accessible transport. So, yeah, go ahead, John. Just turn your mic on there. Go ahead.
What happened to the vehicle that I think was connected to the elders? Lodge that the Legion had donated. Was that accessible, or was that just a? It was supposed to be an elder's vehicle. I think. Was it accessible? And the other was question is like, was there a van or something like that was connected to Tamatavi that was accessible? Or was that just a regular van?
I think Daniel might be able to speak to that as well. I know that the government bureau brought in an elder's van, which has some accessibility features, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
I think Tamatavi does transport their own, but I'd appreciate if you could elaborate on some of those issues.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Tamatavi does have, a couple of vans that have wheelchair accessibility. Tamatavi, Elders facility also has a van that has wheelchair accessibility, but that's within their own programming, which is not available to residents.
So the new van that's here now is for the general public. It's for transporting passengers from the airport that arrive with mobility challenges to the hotels, to everywhere else in town, residents who are not a part of any elders program or other elders. Or not staying at the boarding home to be able to get around, as is provided elsewhere. Yeah, just push your buttons and right turn to you.
Okay.
Hang on, I gotta turn you on first before you go ahead.
Thank you for that context. So, coming back to what Mr. McGregor was sharing, I think he said $80 per hour or $40 for half an hour. I'm just thinking for the user, for the person or the citizen who has mobility challenges, I'm thinking if there was if they could upfront pay, say, $10, then I guess the difference we could be talking about maybe a subsidy. Would the city consider subsidizing this and maybe partnering with probably, GN as well to kind of, make it up so at least the citizen will pay $10 for the transport maximum, and then the difference at least there's some kind of funding for that subsidy. Has there been that thoughts around that already?
Not at this point. I think it'd be more appropriate for the city to seek funding or to be a partner in any funding applications. There's a lot of accessibility funding, a lot of different pots of money across the country, and I think there may be some opportunity, if committee wanted to make a recommendation to council to start seeking opportunities to acquire funding. It be unlikely the city would use its own internal revenue to subsidize that. There's a lot of different needs for city revenues, no question. But if to direct administration to provide some support to seek out funding opportunities, at least do that work and see what's out there. Quite often, a body such as the municipality can access funding that private enterprise can't. So if the city was able to get something in place, we might be able to subsidize that for some accessibility. Contact the Nunavut Disability Society just to see what they suggest, because they're an excellent resource on accessibility issues. There's no question. Spent a lot of time in this room with Noah Papatzi, who does a lot of work with them. They have a lot of information as well. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, so you just mentioned the NDMS. I was going to actually
recommend them for starters. So I think as a committee member, I would recommend to council to explore these avenues of funding.
Take that as a motion. Is there a seconder to that, to direct administration to seek out funding to subsidize? You want to second that initially? I have some other suggestions too for separate ones, but Jacob seconds that. Any comments or questions specifically to that one? Yeah, John. Go ahead.
Yeah, it might be a good idea to get extra funding, but where would that come from? And now that the GN has these elders vans, I don't know how they're going to operate. Are they going to operate as a taxi service or the on-call? How would that work? It's just that I'm kind of curious where you're going to get funding from to subsidize this service.
I would leave that up to administration to seek out options and do that research for us. When it comes to the GN-provided van that is now in town, I know maybe the industry professionals have some idea. I know it's a bit of a hot topic in the legislature recently. There's not a lot of info publicly out there, but go ahead, Danny.
Yeah, just to give you a bit of information, we were with Northern Future Skills. We're the contestants that got the van, and we're currently waiting for funding. We're waiting for the fiscal year then to start providing the service. The service will be exclusively for elders, but at this point we can't say if they're going to be adding people with disabilities to the program. We wanted to start off first providing service to the intended recipient of those funds, and then from there on have discussions with the GM to add extra services. And I mean, it won't hurt to provide, like, so the van is adaptable for people with disabilities. So, as well, you know, put it out there and provide service to everybody in need of that particular equipment, right? Whether they be elders or anybody else with disabilities, injuries that require a wheelchair.
Thank you, Danny. Yeah, John?
What about when the accessible vehicle is not being used to transport wheelchairs, would it be used just as a regular taxi?
Unfortunately, the vehicle has limited space for passengers, so you can only fit three people, which puts any taxi driver at a disadvantage with the other drivers. They could fit like six passengers in their van. So no, while it's not being operated for the purpose of traveling people in wheelchairs, it would be parked at the office. We'd only like run the van on that specific service.
We'll need to be requested directly. Yep, go ahead, John.
And is it a four-wheel drive vehicle?
The one we have, no, it's a front-wheel drive vehicle. It's a Dodge Caravan. Maybe in the future, as we get more business out of it or there's some funding with it, we could look at purchasing an all-wheel drive vehicle with adaptability. They have Toyota Siennas now that are four-wheel drive, and fit the wheelchair kit fits perfectly into these vehicles. Actually, that's the ones that are for sale now these days. If you buy a new one, it'll probably be a Toyota Sienna.
I think along with the existing motion, it would be good to provide some recommendation. My suggestion would be to make a recommendation to council to direct administration to formulate a reasonable fee structure for this, you know, along the guideline of that $40 per half hour rental as a suggestion, but have council direct administration to, aside from the seeking funding, is actually set a rate so that a rate can be put in place so the van can get on the road in the meantime while both us and industry seek out potential funding. John, you, go ahead.
You know, if you're on medical travel down south and you have to go from your hotel to the general hospital, you're allowed to claim taxi fare. I'm just wondering if a person in a wheelchair coming from the hospital might be under the auspices of medical travel, if they would be allowed to claim taxi fare here in Iqaluit.
I don't know on the tax issues there. We've got to keep in mind when we're regulating the industry that we have residents that need to go grocery shopping from their house as well that might be in a wheelchair. It's not just medical travelers as well. It is a bit of a wider issue trying to provide, you know, make the community as accessible as possible for everybody that's here, regardless of age or, current medical condition. Alan?
Yeah, so I'll maybe to add to that motion to City Council, apart from the funding and the fee structure, also explore the number of potential users. So I heard, first and foremost, I heard, elders, but then I also heard that possibly it could also stretch into people with mobility challenges. So, Iqaluit being a city of almost 10,000 people, I have seen a lot of people who have various degrees of mobility challenges. So I think it's something also worthwhile, if that hasn't already been done, to do like a study to say, potentially how many users do we have out there that would use the services of this van, or maybe vans. Maybe one van may not be enough in the future. It could be two vans, three vans, as the population grows. And it also, we do have an aging population, as time goes on. Just something to keep in mind as well.
It would be good to hear from NDMS. I'm sure they have some statistics on some of that. It would be nice to hear from that. Did we vote on the first motion?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I'll talk about it.
So just to summarize, Nunavut Caribou Tuk Tuk Cabs is they are required to have the accessible vehicle for hire under the new vehicle hire bylaw. No other company is, because they don't have the set number of vehicles. So what Caribou Cabs is saying is they have the van. It costs more money than a regular taxi would. It costs more to maintain it, and the drivers that they're going to have are going to have to be more mature, because they're going to have to provide more service to get out and help the passengers, and that the regular fare is not going to cut it. So I think what they need is a new fee structure, and then on top of that, perhaps some funding.
So maybe we can just amend the motion, since we haven't voted on it yet, to recommend to council to seek out funding to provide a subsidy for the accessible transit, and to develop an appropriate fee structure with the recommendation of the $40 per half hour rental as per the existing fee structure in the vehicle for hire bylaw. Is that reasonable?
Oh, and also
gotta be on mic. Nobody can hear you on mic. Yeah, that's it. Go ahead.
Yeah, and also to getting the numbers of potential users, from people like NDMS.
Absolutely. I'm sure that'll be built into the seeking funding. There's no doubt that I have full faith in the city staff to do the background work required, having seen some of the other excellent work that's been done. Before we vote on that motion, is there any comment from the delegates on that, or does that kind of cover things off? There's no firm decision being made today, but that's a recommendation that can come from this committee. Go ahead, Danny.
Yeah, no, we're quite satisfied with that, David, like seeking financing and building a fee structure based around like the half an hour marker. It's just our suggestion, the half an hour. Whatever council recommends, we'll go with.
Thank you very much. Any more comments from up here before we... Any more comments from the floor before we take a vote on that? And we did have a motion made. Yeah, good. All right, so seeing no more questions, all in favor? That's unanimous. That pretty much ends that portion of the evening. There's no other items brought forward by the delegation. We've basically addressed number five, new business, by jumping right into the motion there without calling for it ahead of time. So, barring any other critical items, I will call for a motion to adjourn. Alan moves. Jacob seconds. All in favor? Unanimous. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, Litya. And staff up here. You're free to go. Yeah.